Stan, good morning. Illinois lawmakers, as mentioned, have gone home for the from the Capitol after finalizing a $59 billion budget for the next year, rather. But while more money is earmarked for a variety of needs, it's clear the state won't be able to afford it all. Republicans say the budget that House and Senate Democrats crafted will only lead to a larger deficit. That puts Governor Al Blagojevich in a tough spot. He could veto the entire package or make specific cuts. Either move would be unpopular. Blagojevich gave no prediction over the weekend as to what he will do.
I haven't looked at it yet. I don't know a lot about it. Again, I think the Constitution is pretty clear. The legislature must pass a balanced budget.
The governor plans to comment further on the budget in a press conference this morning in Chicago. The governor could completely reject the plan or make specific cuts. Blagojevich also supports a statewide construction program to be paid for through increased gambling and leasing the Illinois Lottery. But House Democrats blocked it during the final hours of the spring session Saturday night. The governor refused to answer when asked if he might try to call lawmakers back to Springfield to deal with the matter. His working relationship with lawmakers remains poor. There's little indication when construction will begin at the site of the deadly campus shootings at Northern Illinois University. Jenna Dooley has that story.
Soon after the shooting deaths at Northern Illinois University, Governor Blagojevich pledged $40 million to raise Cole Hall. Critics were quick to call the plan a political maneuver. After public outcry, NIU's president decided to scale the project down to a $7.5 million renovation. Months later, the money for the project is still up in the air. The governor had proposed using money from a statewide construction plan, but the legislature hasn't passed one. So there's no telling where the money will come from or if it will come. Republican Bob Pritchard of Hinckley represents NIU. He says Blagojevich does have options.
They've taken two classrooms out of commission that deal with some 8,000 to 9,000 students a year.
Five students were shot in the last minutes of class on Valentine's Day. All classes in Cole Hall were moved to other locations for the remainder of the semester. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The jury in the trial of political fundraiser Tony Rezko is scheduled to resume deliberations this morning. That's after another long weekend, as Robert Wildebor reports.
Tomorrow will mark 3 weeks of jury deliberations in the Rezko trial. But in that time, the jury has spent only about 7.5 full days deliberating. And by full days, I mean from 9:15 to 4:30. That's the schedule jurors gave themselves when deliberations started. In fact, it was their first order of business. Since then, they've had a number of questions for the judge, but very few have actually been about the evidence in the case. Most have just been about leaving early. To make up for lost time, the jurors promised to stay an hour and a half late last Wednesday and Thursday, but they ended up reneging on that. The judge has said she wants to honor their requests, but she agreed with the prosecutor who suggested they put the brakes on soon if the jury continues requesting time off. I'm Robert Wildebor.
The trial of a former Central Illinois police officer charged with a series of rapes is entering its fourth week in Bloomington, with jurors expected to learn more about evidence seized in his home. Prosecutors are expected to show jurors materials taken from former Bloomington Police Sergeant Jeff Pilo's home computer. They're also expected to hear from experts who have examined evidence taken from the homes of the four women that Pilo is charged with raping between 2002 and 2005. Pilo has pleaded not guilty to the dozens of charges he faces. He resigned from his police job last year. Prosecutors are still working their way through what eventually will be more than 100 witnesses. Attorneys have said they expect Pilo's trial to last at least a month. A Champaign contingent from the group Greenpeace is trying to send a message to the U.S. Congress to act on global warming. The group collected petitions for U.S. House Representative Tim Johnson yesterday at Champaign's Westside Park. Greenpeace organizer Drew Thomas says he's optimistic that Representative Johnson will push the issue in Congress.
We want to see Congress making sure that we're using our energy more efficiently in all sectors, especially in our cars. We want to put a limit to the amount of global warming pollution that gets dumped into the atmosphere. And we want to stop investing in coal and dangerous nuclear and start investing in clean, renewable forms of energy like wind and solar.
Thomas believes the next U.S. government will tackle global warming more intensely than the current one, but he says people should make an effort at home right away to save energy wherever they can. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Thanks to these businesses for helping to make WILL's Central Illinois World War II Stories project possible. Clark Lindsay Village, Eco Water Systems, IBEW Local 601, and Super Value. Thank you.
It's 8:35, and we'll get another weather update now from meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I mentioned traveling north of here over the weekend, and it was sure tough to see so many flooded cornfields with the corn barely above ground and already flooded out.
Yeah, that is not good because, some of the newly planted crops and soybeans as well will likely have to be replanted just because of some fields being washed out. And some of the short crops, I'm told, as well, can actually bake in the sunlight when they're underwater. So not good there. Probably the only crops that are faring well with this weather are those that did get in the ground rather early in the growing season because, now we've got the warm weather, and some crops have suddenly had a growth spurt. But for those that are late, and there's a lot of late planting due to the wet spring so far, not good weather over the weekend.
Yeah, usually around here we're worried about drought, but that doesn't appear to be any problem this year.
Not